If we're just meeting, my name is Tammy Lane. I'm a CPA, a coach, an author, and a Facebook advertising expert. Now, as a CPA, accountant, which I know I might not look like your typical accountant, I specialized in accelerated marketing systems for my clients. Now, not being your typical accountant, at first glance, some of the people in the male-dominated accounting world didn't necessarily take me seriously. But here is what I was very good at, is finding hidden pockets of money in businesses and helping them cash in on those new revenues. And I've helped hundreds of small business owners put millions of dollars more cash in their pockets before I ever even got started with Facebook ads. And since I got started with ads about 10 years ago now, we've just been rocking it out online. And today, entrepreneurs hire me to ignite an automatic flow of clients using the power of their Facebook faucets. Now, here is the thing. Most people, when I meet them, if they're not bringing in clients consistently, they're doing a couple of mistakes. They're playing the lottery on Facebook. They've maybe accumulated a tons of friends and done tons of posts, but they're not getting any money in return, right? Because they have no system and they've got no time and no clients. And as a result, they're not making that big of an impact in the world. So what I help them do is I help them generate huge results all under their own control quickly and easily by helping them unleash Facebook advertising in the most effective way possible. And doing that, we'd help them turn on that faucet of never-ending clients, leads, and sales to help grow their businesses faster than any other method out there. That's what I'm going to talk to you about today. Bottom line is I make Facebook ads super simple so you can get started the most profitable way possible and start bringing in clients faster, because I know that if you're on here with me, you're probably looking to bring in more clients more quickly. Now, I totally get what it's like to play the lottery in your business, though, because when I first got started in online way back in 2007, I caught wind of those amazing results that people were getting online, and I dove in feet first, and I was thinking I was pretty talented. I had a lot going for me with my business background. I thought it was going to be a snap to learn this online marketing thing, but that isn't exactly how it worked out. And a year after doing, all the things the gurus said I should be doing, networking and blogging and doing, honestly, probably close to 2,000 social media posts in my very first year, I had successfully burnt through my savings, including my retirement, and I began even to max out my credit cards. And I know that some of you can relate to that, but I was at the point where I was going to have to go back to my dreaded corporate job, where by the way, I was required to track my time in 6-minute intervals. That's right. I had to account for every 6 minutes that I worked, and I couldn't imagine going back there. It's so crazy, right? But I know that many of you have been inspired by a similar dream to mine, where you knew that you just had these clients that you needed to serve and you wanted to get out there in the world and you thought going online was the way to do it. Most of you know what it's like to burn through some of your savings trying to get a system set up for bringing in those clients. And I know a lot of you might have made a lot of friends on Facebook, who's got a ton of friends out there, done a ton of posts, or maybe even thousands of posts, like I have over the years, and not really seen much money in return. Maybe you, like me, were playing the lottery in your business without a simple strategy in place for bringing in clients consistently. And without that system for bringing in clients every day, you've got no time, no money, and ultimately no impact. And I know that most of us on the call today, we got started in our business so that we could serve clients, right? And make a lucrative living doing it. So what I want to do is help you get over that client struggle so that you're never running out of clients again, so that you know where your next client is coming from every single day. So you can stop working so hard to bring in clients, because not having enough clients leads to a whole bunch of mindset issues. You get in that scarcity mindset, and all of a sudden, nothing seems to work in your business. If we can pop you out of that scarcity mindset by having this lineup of clients waiting for you coming in from your Facebook ads, everything changes. I'm going to help you with that strategy today so that you can gain the clients you want, create that consistent income that you're looking for, and work less and make more money. Sound good? So what we're going to do today is I'm going to give you some simple, powerful, effective tools and strategies for beginning to understand how to leverage huge results all under your own control quickly and easily by unleashing effective Facebook advertising. That's the key word here, effective Facebook advertising, so you can create that faucet of never-ending high-quality leads, clients, and sales for your growing businesses, so you can have that lineup of clients waiting to work with you. Who is in? Because here is what I know, is that it's bigger than just the Facebook ads, right? It's bigger than just you bringing in clients. This is about you getting your work out into the world in this huge way, in a way that your clients can find you. Because I know that the majority of you got started in business because you had this really unique talent and some way of serving clients that only you can do. And I bet right now, if we looked at it, your clients couldn't even find you if they wanted to. We're going to change all that with a simple Facebook ad system to get you up and running so that people will be calling you, begging to work with you because they would have seen your work at a really critical moment in their lives. And they're going to know exactly that you're the person that they need to work with. So what we're going to do today, we're going to cover the trick to highly profitable ads I learned from my surf instructor, actually, and the secrets to algorithm surfing that can multiply the number of clients you're bringing in with your ads. This is how we're getting in the top 1% of all ad results online. I'm going to share those things with you on today's call. I'm also going to help you figure out if Facebook ads are going to work for you in your particular business. They don't work for everybody. I'm going to go through a quick and easy checklist with you to show you how you can decide if Facebook ads are going to work for you before you ever spend a dime on them. I'm going to show you how the heck to do it, even if you're tech challenged. Facebook has a bazillion tools out there. I'm going to show you specifically some of the ones that can make the hugest difference in your results. And I'm going to show you what's profitable on Facebook and what is just going to waste money. Now, I know out there you've probably heard a ton of success stories, right? Yeah, a ton of success stories from people using Facebook ads, but you've probably also heard some people who say that Facebook ads don't work. I'm going to show you why they're wrong today and how you can get started the most profitable way possible. So, anybody remember the game Candy Crush? Well, I thought my teenagers were ridiculous playing Candy Crush on their phones for hours at a time, and I may have made a little bit of fun of them. But one day they convinced me to try Candy Crush, and I downloaded it and I got started. I got sucked in, and 127 hours of entrapment later, I found myself addicted and wasting time on Candy Crush almost every single day, in the grocery line, cooking dinner, all those kinds of things. Now, here is what I know. Many of you are wasting those 127 hours in your business by boosting posts, by posting on social media, by friend requesting, by doing blog articles that no one is seeing, and you're not getting any results. And up until this point, it is not your fault. But after today's training, I'm going to show you why you want to shift very quickly out of that so you can stop wasting that time. Life is way too short to be sliding candies around. And it's also too short to be sitting in a corporate job and not living your dream. And that is exactly where I was. June 11th, 2007, 8:32 a.m. I got up and walked out of my six-figure position as director of finance as an accountant. I had no plan, no real knowledge of online business, but a very big dream of working for myself. And now I know many of you have had that walkout moment where you left something you were previously doing to get started in this new world. That moment you had to start this business. Now, I could hear online marketing calling my name, and I knew I had a few things to learn. But remember, I thought it was going to be totally reasonable and easy to replace my six-figure income in six months, and that it would only take a matter of weeks to get up to speed. So this is more what I looked like after a year of leaving my job. I had barely a client to show for it. I was making, honestly, a few hundred dollars a month, and I knew I needed to stop the madness. I could not keep doing the same things that I'd been doing for a year that weren't working, that weren't bringing me in clients, and I needed to turn my business around now. The cold, hard truth was I needed to do something radically different. I didn't know what that was. I couldn't keep friending and messaging and posting and praying that I was going to suddenly start bringing in a flood of clients when nothing had worked up until this point. Maybe that sounds familiar for a few of you. But coming to that realization wasn't enough, though. I knew I needed a strategy of what action to take. And this is when, I don't know, you call it fate, kismet, the universe speaking to me. It was shortly after that that I received an email from Facebook inviting me to come out try. Remember, Facebook ads were brand new back then. Try this brand new style of Facebook ads. And I was skeptical and afraid and quite honestly of a little bit desperate, but I knew I needed to take action. And I know some of you are in your business, and here is what I 100% believe is that opportunity comes knocking. It's up to us to listen and take action. So I did take action. I dove in fear and all and quickly realized, especially with no training back then, that I had not tested anything. And now, coming from my accounting world, that was huge. I don't know how I could have missed it. I should have known that. But the good news is, within days, my ads were getting in front of thousands of people, right? And suddenly I was addicted. In my entire year in business, I had not gotten my work in front of 1,000 people. And here I was just days in, and I had achieved what I thought was impossible. So then a heartbreaking revelation. Not a single person wanted my free gift. Now, I don't know if you have a free gift that you give away online, but I had spent, honestly, way too long, months creating my free gift. I had asked people in Facebook groups whether they liked it, whether they would love it enough to give me their names and email addresses. And by the time I had finished creating it, people were saying that they loved it. But here is the thing, when people had to sign on the dotted line with my Facebook ad and come and give me their name and email address, all I heard was crickets. Maybe you've had a similar experience out there, but all I could hear was those crickets chirping, and it was so crushing because I'd spent so long working on it. But after 3 days of radio silence, I figured it out, though. I realized I needed to come back to the testing process. And this is what I'm going to teach you about today. I dove into the testing process, and 3 days later, fixed my free gift. And suddenly I was getting in front of thousands of my ideal clients. They were giving me their name and email address. And my list grew more in those first week or two than it had grown in the entire previous year. And I knew I was onto something. But here's the thing, I'm no genius, and I certainly wasn't a marketing genius back then. I was just listening to what my market was telling me through the Facebook ad system that I'm going to teach you today. My ideal clients wanted to hear from me, and I just needed to listen in a way and modify how I was talking about my free gift. So I didn't go out and create a new free gift. I just changed the way I was talking about it. So in order to test, what we need to do there is have three different sets of ad copy for you, and they need to each have one key element that's different. I'm going to dive into that in more than just a little bit, but my ad that suddenly started working was a key element, double your profits. Back then, I was working with brick and mortar businesses, and that was the phrase that they were so excited to hear from me. I got three ads up and running, and get this, got 3,000 people registered for my very first webinar. Crazy, right? I know a lot of you would be so excited for that, and I was certainly dancing for joy. Then came webinar day, 200 people on in the first minute, 500 people by minute two. I had 2,007 people on by minute seven. 2,007 people, and I was so excited to get out there. And I made it through the webinar. There was no huge issues with the webinar. Like, I was worried about the tech stuff going on. Get to the close to the end of my webinar, I make an invitation to come and work with me in my $297 program. And I see it flash up on my phone. My first sale comes through, right? I'm thinking, yes, this is it. I'm doing the money dance in my head. I'm redecorating my living room, paying off the bills, and going on vacation. So I continue on with my offer over the next, you know, about 10 minutes or so. I do some Q&A, and I'm thinking, I'm not getting any more flashes on my phone. Maybe something technically happened and the notifications, there's too many notifications, and they got turned off. But here is the reality. By the end of the webinar, I had made that one single sale for $297. If anyone out there is a math genius, you will know that is like a 0.001% conversion rate. Not very good, and certainly not enough to turn my fortunes around. Now, I may have cried in my Ben and Jerry's for a night or two after that, but here is what I realized, and I'm hitting this point home with you because it's so important. What I realized is after I got my initial ad working, I didn't test anything else out. I was so excited with the webinar registrations. I didn't test out my offer that I was making. And this was so, so critical. So I came back to the drawing board, not the drawing board, but I just revisited my offer, tested out my offer with my Facebook ads, got another webinar up and running. This time I got a little smarter. I just registered a couple hundred people for the next webinar and a couple hundred people for the webinar after that. And as a result, I was able to generate $100,000 of income in just 6 weeks. Within 6 months, we had created a $3 million a year business, all because of Facebook ads and the testing process we used. I call it the domino effect that can just change everything in your business. So you get this one tiny piece of the tiny little domino in place. And once you knock that over by getting your Facebook ads set up the right way, we can then align up all the dominoes in your business so you can scale very quickly. It's one of the reasons why I love Facebook ads so much. They have just literally changed everything for me. Since then, I've been on some pretty darn high profile stages. Christian Mickelson, Justin Livingston, Ted McGrath, Lisa Sasevich, all the big names out there. I've been on the same stages as them. I've audited the funnels of some pretty high profile seven-figure clients. In every case, we've made their funnels convert at a higher level, got them set up with Facebook ads to deliver them clients every single day, just turning around the results so quickly with that domino effect I was talking about. Now they're already generating seven figures. We were able to scale them so much more quickly. And Facebook has been connecting with our clients to find out how they're getting such great results. According to Facebook, we're getting in the top 1% of all Facebook ad results. That's why I'm so excited to share you this system with you today so that you can scale your business as far and as fast as you want by bringing in the clients you want. Now, one of the biggest questions I get from clients all the time is, how much money do I need to spend on ads? So I'm going to address that one right here at the beginning. Now, you can get started with Facebook ads with as little as a $5 a day budget. What I recommend for a testing process is a $10 a day budget. Now, Starbucks coffee, at least $5 a day. A meal out, more than $10 a day for sure. So really, in the whole scheme of investing in your business, Facebook ads can be such a teeny tiny investment. So here's how we work it. We get you started with that teeny tiny ad budget of $5 or $10 a day. We run through the testing process I'm going to talk to you about in a bit. Get your ads working in your business and profitable. So you're making more money on your ads than you're spending on your ads. And then what we're going to do is we're going to reinvest some of that money back in the second week into your ads. So you're going to have a tiny bit of a bigger ad budget, maybe $15 a day. Then you're going to be profitable. You're going to make some more money. You're going to reinvest some more of your profits back into your ads, maybe at a $20 a day budget. Remember, none of this is coming out of your pocket. It's all from the profits you're earning off of your Facebook ads. And that is how you're able to scale so quickly without investing a ton more money in your business. And that is one of the reasons I know that Facebook ads are a fit for just about everyone that they will work for. We're going to dive into whether they'll work for you in just a minute. But what I want to help you do is create the same kind of system that we set up to have clients delivered into our inbox every single day. You can see the sales coming in, $1,997 program on the second of the month, on the third of the month, with three sales, on the four sales, another one there. On the fourth, we made three sales. On the fifth, we made one sale. Oh, sorry, that's the ninth. We skipped a couple days in there. On the ninth, we made two sales. That is the kind of system that we want to get up. So those clients are either showing up delivering you cash into your inbox, or they're showing up in appointments on your calendar so that you can get them booked in to talk about high ticket stuff. So there are four things that we want to get that we want to do to get Facebook ads working in your business. We want to base your Facebook ads on things that have worked in the past. I'm going to share our exact system that our clients are modeling today. You need to have something that your clients are excited about. We need to do the testing sequence that I was talking about. And we need to create you a way for bringing in those clients each and every day. Let me know in the chat box how much you're hoping, how many clients you would like to bring in each and every month in order to be happy with your results. And we're going to talk about a system right now to get that set up and delivering those clients into your inbox every single day. Now, some of the other opportunities that I've been super excited about that have happened as a result of our Facebook ads, because we're going to make you famous with your Facebook ads, is that we've had all kinds of opportunities to be featured in the media because those media providers are seeing us everywhere with our ads, gotten to be featured in Forbes and on CBS and CNBC and Fox and all of those kind of news outlets. I want you to get that kind of exposure as well. It all starts with your Facebook ads. So we're going to talk about how you can stop working so hard in your business and start bringing in clients automatically. This is possible for just about anyone. I have a proven method that works time and time again for thousands of our clients, helping them bring in clients each and every day without having to do a networking event, without having to post a blog article, without actually having to post a single social media post. Now, that is a relief, I know, for many of you, but we don't actually rarely post on social media. We do it all with ads, because here's the thing that I know: you doing a social media post and spending all that time to do a social media post, you might, if you're lucky, get a few hundred people seeing that. With an ad, we can create one piece of content. We've had the same ad running for years. We've had tens of thousands of people see that ad, respond to that ad, come in and join our list and move into purchasing our programs and services. I'm going to share that entire step-by-step process with you today in depth. And if you want me to take you under your wing at the end of the call, I'm going to show you how we can make that happen at the end of the call. Let me know if you want in on the secret to how we turned $126 of ads into almost $20,000 of clients within 3 days, and rinse, repeat generated a $3 million a year business in just 6 months. Now, how we're going to do that is I'm going to teach you how to do the simple strategy that is going to position you as the go-to expert from the moment your clients meet you in your ads. Now, that is a critical element that a lot of people miss out on when they first get started with ads. They think they're just going to get out any old ad and their clients are going to respond to them. But here's the thing. How many of you log into Facebook every single day? Let me know in the chat box. I know I am on Facebook even when we're not doing ads every single day. We're on... I'm getting some more people not seeing the slides. Just give me 1 sec. I'm going to stop that share for a quick second, and I will restart that for you. There we go. Let me know if you guys can see the slides again, and I will keep diving in. Let me see. Did you guys say you are on Facebook every single day? I am getting a lot of people on Facebook every single day. I know it to be true. And hang on, I'm still getting no slides. Okay, I had some beautiful slides for you guys, but let me know if you can see the slides now. Okay, awesome. Thank you, Ginny and Deborah and Tammy, for letting me know that. I know if you're like me, you're logging into Facebook every day, you know how busy the newsfeed is. You know how if you walk away from your newsfeed for a couple of minutes and you come back looking for a post you were reading, you probably can't find it because there's so much going on. And as part of that, there are so many ads, right? Like if you go scrolling through your newsfeed and actually pay attention, there are a lot of ads in there. Most of them you don't even notice. We do not want to create that ad for you. The ad that we want to create for you is the one that's going to feel like it's leaping off the page into the hearts and minds of your clients, where they feel like they found you at exactly the right moment because they need you. And that's all going to come down to the targeting I'm going to show you how to do. But we're going to leap out of the page at them. They're going to click on your ads. They're going to come and see what you have to offer. And it's going to build this beautiful client relationship where they're going to be so excited to start working with you. That is why we have this unique marketing system that's not only going to attract, so it's going to leap out at the page, they're going to notice it, they're going to lean in to find out more, but it's also going to pre-qualify them. So you're attracting your perfect clients and no one else. I'm going to tell you why that's so important in just a little bit, and converts your best clients into actual paying clients. Our client Michelle, she got started with that $10 a day budget and she brought in an extra $6,000 in income in her very first month running ads. She scaled up to more than $20,000 a month after that, because she was just able to reinvest some of the profits back into her Facebook ads, as I was talking about earlier. Now, here is the thing about Michelle, and here's the thing I know about you. It's not all about the money. Money is good and money is the basis for you growing your business, because if you're not making enough money in your business, the impact you have is pretty minimal. But I know that most of you are here because you have this incredible work that you do with clients, and I want to help the right clients find you at exactly the right moment and have them see you as the solution that can help them. There's nothing more frustrating than getting out there and getting in front of clients and knowing you can help the clients and them just not being able to see it because of the way they've met you. They don't see your authority or some of those things. I'm going to show you how we can fix that today. Okay, so how do you know if Facebook ads are going to work for you and whether they're the right choice for you? I know there's probably 100 emails in your inbox right now telling you that this is the next best thing for how you're going to bring in clients. Here is what I know. There are only three ways to bring in clients, and you'll need to decide what the best way for you is, or possibly all of them, but you want to get a consistent way in place. The first one is networking directly for clients and for partners. Now, I hated networking. I hated feeling like I was going out hunting for clients all the time. And so I pretty early on knew this wasn't for me. Now, the other downside of networking is that it's very restrictive in terms of the income you can make solely by networking, right? Because it's the time you can spend to go out to those events. Depends on the area you live, how much you're willing to travel, all of those things can be a little bit limiting, but you can decide if you want to bring in those types of clients by networking first. The second way to bring in clients is what I call so-called free content marketing. This is where you're going to invest your time, although not a lot of cash out of your pocket, but a whole lot of your time to do blog articles, social media posts, and all of those things. Now, if you'd asked me 10 years ago if that was a good strategy, I would say it would be a great long-term strategy. At the time, I didn't exactly recognize how long-term. Typically, blogging, like hoping to get found on search engines in the top results, takes at least 2 years, oftentimes much longer than that, especially today. And you're investing a whole bunch of time. At my end of my first year in business, I had more than 200 blog articles that I had written and, you know, very few clients to show for it. Now, here is the thing about content marketing that no one tells you, and that is at any time it can be taken away from you because you're relying on free traffic. It happened with Google, where people, including me, went from later on in my business from getting hundreds of thousands of visitors a month down to almost zero visitors. It was a couple of hundred visitors a month. Where Facebook changes the rules, just like they did about 9 years ago. Prior to about 9 years ago, you could do social media posts and everyone who'd liked your page would see that post. That is not the case anymore. We're down to about 1% of the people who have liked your Facebook business page will ever see a post that you make on your Facebook business page. That is so dismal, but the reason they do it is because they want to make room for more paid advertising because they want to, of course, make more money. We want to align our interests with the platform so that when we get paid, they're getting paid. When we get results, they get results. Same thing with Facebook ads. We're paying Facebook to show our ads so we can get all the exposure we want. Those are a couple of the downfalls of free content marketing. It's not free. If even you value your time at $10 an hour, think of all the time it takes and the return that you've gotten on that time to date. most of you, it's probably zero return on all the time you've invested. And one of the first things that we tell our clients when they come and work with us in our mentoring programs is that to take a cold, hard look at the results they're bringing in with what they're currently doing, social media posts, blogging, whatever it is, and to reinvest some of that time back into getting a consistent system working in their business with what I'm going to talk about next, paid advertising. Now, paid advertising, I love it because it aligns your goals and objectives with the platform's goals and objectives. So they're going to make you better because you're going to pay them money and you get to scale together rather than them taking away that free traffic from you. So there's lots of types of paid advertising out there. Facebook ads are hands down the number one way, that cheapest and easiest way to get started with paid advertising. There's traditional things like newspaper and radio. The problem with them, of course, is that you have to invest a ton of money up front, thousands or maybe tens of thousands of dollars before you even know if it's going to work. You have to get your message out there on a broad audience. Just think of a newspaper, might have hundreds of thousands of readers. Probably less than 1% or fraction of a percent of those people are actually your clients, and you have to pay to put it in front of even the people who aren't your clients. That is the biggest reason why online advertising works so much better, is because we can pick and choose who to put your ads in front of, and you can get started with a much smaller budget, the $5 a day I was talking about with Facebook ads. Now, hands down, why Facebook is the number one platform out there in terms of running ads for the cheapest amount of money and getting the best results is because of, and this is a little scary for some people, but how much information Facebook is actually collecting about you and about all of your clients. Everything you fill out in your Facebook profile, obviously Facebook knows where you went to school, where you live, where you work, all those kinds of things. But it also knows the algorithm in behind the scenes, that fancy coding that's behind the Facebook platform, is tracking every move you make on Facebook. Which posts do you pause to read? Which videos do you watch? Which pages do you like? It's tracking all of that and profiling each of our clients out there in ways that allow us as advertisers to really hone in and very specifically get your message in front of exactly the right people. If you're a dating coach, we can get it in front of only single women between the ages of 30 and 34 who also like fishing. So we can be that specific with your Facebook ads so that you're not paying to put your ads in front of anybody who's not the perfect fit for you. So those are the reasons why I love Facebook ads. You get a fish in the right pond, so you're only paying to put a fish in the pond where your clients are hanging out. You get a attract clients automatically. You don't have to do hundreds of social media posts. We've had one ad working for years in our business. You get to generate massive results in your business all under your own control. You don't have to rely on Google. You don't have to rely on partners mailing for you. You don't have to convince anyone to do anything. You just get to scale as far and as fast as you want. You get to leverage your time. You get to spend this tiny little amount, $5 to get started with, and test for results. I'm going to dive into that. And you can use the domino effect to test out how everything's working in your business and just get those dominoes all lined up in your business so they're finally working to bring you in clients. You get to inspire instead of sell, which I love the most, meaning that you don't have to go out there and track clients down. They're going to come to you. They're going to raise their hands by clicking on your ad. They're going to raise their hand by coming to see what you have to offer. So that never at any time do you have to feel like you're like hard selling clients. So we can scale as far and as fast as you want. Now, the next promise I made for you is that I was going to help you figure out if Facebook ads were going to be a good fit for you in your business. So we work with a lot of different people, coaches and consultants, online products, local businesses, speakers to fill events, service-based entrepreneurs like realtors, massage therapists, party planners, lawyers. We help people fill their group programs. We help people fill private coaching. We help them fill online courses. The common denominator here that I want you to really pay attention to is that you must have a lifetime customer value of greater than $100 if Facebook ads are going to work for you. What I mean by that is customers typically would buy more than $100 worth of things from you. So if you have a $10 book, that is all good, but you would have to plan to have or already have something at a higher price point at $100 or $1,000 or $10,000 that those clients could also buy from you. If you only have a $10 book, I do not recommend that you get started with Facebook ads unless you plan to have a higher ticket offer down the road. I'm going to give you a couple of exceptions to this rule in just a minute, but for the most part, you are not going to want to dive into Facebook ads unless customers would typically pay you more than $100. So if you sell sessions, they'd pay you maybe $75 for this session and $75 for the next session. Maybe they do a series of sessions with you, but at least $100. And the reason for that is if you only sell a $10 book, for example, and I get you bringing in clients for $11 each, you're going to be losing money every day. So the margin for risk is so low, I don't want to get you started with ads. However, if you sell $100 worth of things and I bring you in a client for $11, you're profitable all day long, right? So there's way less risk if you have at least a minimum lifetime customer value of $100. Let me know in the chat box if you have any questions about that. I do often get questions about that, and it is one of the most critical factors for you getting started. So I'm going to give you a couple of examples of things and how we fill them on using Facebook ads. So as I mentioned, we do a lot of speakers and coaches who are looking to fill either short training sessions or longer workshops, and we fill events all the time. So our Facebook Faucet Live event, we sell tickets for that for $1,997, and we fill those with Facebook ads. But you might also do free sessions, free training sessions, and we can also fill those with Facebook ads. We have our client Julia and Claudia. They're filling sessions every single month. They love doing the live trainings, and they bring in high ticket clients at those events all the time. So that's possible. We sell it on our Facebook Faucet online course. You saw the bank statement. That's what was selling there at $1,997 if you have online courses. The key deciding factor for you here is if your program, product, or service is under $2,000, you can sell it directly online, meaning that somebody can pay you money online. If you're selling something for more than $2,000, you're going to want to get them on the phone with you in order to, like, nobody's going to go and just click a button and pay me $10,000 without talking to me. So that's the deciding factor. If you sell something under $2,000, it's possible to sell it directly online with a few of the right pieces. And over $2,000, you want to be getting them on the phone. So we fill our strategy sessions, our online phone sessions, from our evergreen funnel using Facebook ads. We get them on the phone with us, and we put them into some of our programs. Our Crazy Profit Sweet Spot program is $24,000. I have clients who sell $50,000 and even $75,000 programs and services on the phone, though. So you want to make sure that that is the case for you. We do our so if you sell services where you're building websites or you're mowing lawns or whatever it is, we sell our done-for-you Facebook ad services by getting people again on the phone with us and then putting them into the program that is a fit for them. Some of you might be looking to build your lists, and that is definitely a very easy thing to do with Facebook ads. I'm going to give you some client examples, but one client added more than 9,000, I can't remember the exact number, more than 9,000 people to her list in the very first month working with us. Another client, Ian, he's adding about 3,000 people to his list every single month when he's using the Facebook ads, and that is an awesome way to build this huge audience. Can you imagine if you got to the end of this year and you had an audience of 30,000 people where you could put out your offers to? It kind of changes everything in your business, right? So I told you I was going to give you a couple of exceptions to the rule. This is Shannon. When we got started with Shannon, she had a $22 subscription product. So she didn't meet the lifetime customer value of $100, but she was planning to add in an online course later on. Here's the thing with Shannon. We got her started, and for every $5.40 she spent on her ads, her clients were paying her $22. So she's getting like a 4-time return on her investment rate from when we very first got started. So an exception to the rule, the $22 subscription. And of course, so that was an annual magazine subscription. So they usually spent more than a year with her. So actually, she made more. She built up her list, getting paid to do it, and then she launched her online course. So I just want you to take a moment and imagine if we got you in front of more of the right people, would your business take off? That's what we're going to do today with those Facebook ads. I'm going to dive into the 5-step system for turning on your Facebook faucet. This is the same 5 steps that my clients model day after day to start bringing in clients. It's the same system I use to scale so quickly to $3 million. I'm going to dive into every one of those steps. I'm going to fly through this because we don't have a ton of time left. So grab, if you don't already haven't already been taking notes on the testing process and whether Facebook ads are going to work for you, you are going to want to take some notes here. Now, I'm going to talk about phishing first of all. This is my dad, Marv, and this is me. My dad loves fishing. He has a fishing boat off the coast of Vancouver Island. I went out with him a couple summers ago to go fishing. I arrive at the dock. I'm in my fishing gear and I'm kind of excited and I hop on the boat and my dad's excited to be taking me out and it's sunny and he motors on out to where we're going to start fishing and he's getting my rod all hooked up. He kind of babies me. He puts the bait on and the tackle and all that stuff and he gets me all set up and I'm like, oh, dad, I want to fish for halibut because I love halibut and I make a mean fish taco. And he's like, Tammy, and he rolls his eyes at me and he's like, the halibut don't live here. You can't fish for halibut here. And I'm like, but dad, it's the Pacific Ocean and halibut live in the Pacific Ocean. And he's like, Tammy, we're fishing in the salmon zone right now. You can't fish for halibut here. And I'm like, but dad, I like halibut. And he's like, well, we can go out and fish for the halibut later. But here is the important solution, the situation for you is that the halibut don't live in the salmon zone and the salmon don't live in the halibut zone, even though they're in the Pacific Ocean. This is a learning because on Facebook, your clients are the same. Just because your clients are on Facebook doesn't mean that every Facebook ad is going to get in front of them. If you're fishing for your clients, we need to fish in the right zone or you're going to be totally not effective with your ads. And this is the mistake that so many people make when they get started doing their targeting, is because they are not getting their ads in front of only their ideal clients. Now, I'm going to go through our targeting system because it makes such a big difference on your ad results. If you don't get this targeting system right, you're going to get up to 9 times less clients. Big deal, right? And you're also going to spend a lot more money on your ads than you need to. Using our 3-tiered targeting structure, our Facebook faucet clients are getting up to 9 times more clients. So it's a 3-tiered targeting system. Most Facebook ad trainings teach a 1 or 2-tiered targeting system. As a result, you're going to pay a lot more money for your ads. So, first tier is demographics. How old are your clients? Where do they live? That kind of thing. Are they women? Are they men? Are they 20? Are they 50? Are they 60? Whatever it is, demographics. You get that. You probably all have done that before. The second tier of targeting, some Facebook programs teach the second tier, is what we call transformation targeting. Transformation targeting is all about putting your ads in front of people who've already indicated they want the transformation that you offer. So if you're a weight loss coach, we want to get your ads in front of people who've already indicated that they want to lose weight, right? That's going to make it a whole lot easier if we're getting your ads in front of the right people. Excuse me. Transformation targeting. With the weight loss coach, we might start with something like Weight Watchers. So if her clients have liked Weight Watchers, it's a pretty good chance that they're interested in losing weight. Now, that'd be the starting place. We want to expand that out, but you get the idea. Transformation targeting, all about that your clients have indicated that they're interested in the transformation that you offer. My transformation we offer is creating automatic client flow for clients. And so I look for places where people have indicated that they want to bring in clients. Now, third tier of targeting, we are the only ones doing this, and this is personality targeting. So for example, with my weight loss coach, we're gonna get the age, right? 35 to 55 year old women who live in North America, say, sorry, I'm getting a scratchy voice, who live in North America, say, who've liked Weight Watchers and other pages to indicate that they want to lose weight. But not everyone who wants to lose weight is my weight loss coach's client, because she does this mindset work that's kind of, I call it woo, where she does tapping and meditation, because if you don't change your mind, you're never going to permanently lose weight. And so not every person who wants to lose weight is open to that, right? So with the personality targeting, what we do is find her perfect personality of clients. So her perfect personality clients is a woo profile where people have indicated that they're going to be open to that. If we do all three of those tiers of targeting, she's going to be way more successful, bring on a lot more clients. People are going to love her. She's going to create these raving fans who think she's so unique and brilliant and talented. And we're also going to spend a lot less money on her ads. So that's the three-tiered targeting system. You do not want to get started with ads unless you're going to do the three-tiered targeting system. Now, the next step is creating ads that are going to connect. Here is the thing that my clients go wrong with all the time, is they think they need to hire a copywriter or be a copywriter to create ads that are going to work. And here's the thing I want to tell you, copywriters create terrible ads. They create terrible Facebook ads because they get in this copywriting mindset where they're all about this fancy copy. What we need to do is really think about the platform that we're on for the ads. Those types of slick ads might work on perhaps a YouTube ad or maybe a Google ad where it's noticeably marketing, but you're going to get way less of a result there. When people are on Facebook, they may not even realize that your ads are actually ads, and we need to keep that tone and that frame of mind in mind when we're writing your ads. So because you're not a copywriter, I know that you can do the best possible type of ads that are really going to draw in your ideal clients by creating copy that's going to connect. We're going to use a story-based ad to get your ads out there, and you are the very best person to do that. Inside our Facebook Faucet program, we have a template you fill in, you answer some questions, and we walk you through in our training, and you come away with your ad. You do not need slick marketing copy. You don't need to have alliteration. You don't need to have some fancy names for the things that you're doing there. All you need to do is be able to speak from the heart. We show you how to do that. But if you're going to dive into ads, that is what you need to do. It must not sound like an ad if you're going to be successful on Facebook. And the other thing is that you need to have scroll-stopping images if you're going to get started with Facebook ads. Now, we have an image data bank that our clients get started with, but the thing to know about scroll-stopping images is that the only reason that you have to have the image there is it needs to stop your people from scrolling through the newsfeed, or they're never going to see anything else that you write in your ad. So I've got three samples up here. There's two directions that you can go with your Facebook ads. Either totally like something they might see in their friends and family posts, so scenery, faces, or totally graphical, so it stands out totally on Facebook and grabs their eye in a way that their friends and family posts might not be doing. So you don't need to be a copywriter to write ads that are going to convert for you. You just need to be able to tell your story from the heart in a way that your clients are going to be able to resonate with. If you sound like a copywriter, they're going to dismiss you and your ad results are not going to be as good. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the surf instructor lesson that I learned that's going to help you with Facebook. So I did my very first surfing experience off the coast of Vancouver Island. A little chilly, but it was a ton of fun. We get out there, we've got our surfboards, we've got our wetsuits on, and the surf instructor's not quite there yet. So we figure we're going to go out and just try this surfing thing. So we hop on our boards, we paddle out a little ways. You can still touch there, which so it wasn't too scary. Get out on the board, and I figure you just hop up on your board and you start surfing, right? Well, there was a little bit more to that. I bit the dust so hard and got ground into the bottom of the ocean quite a number of times before the surf instructor got there. Okay, but then the surf instructor arrives, and I realize the surf instructor does a few very important things. There are three things you need to get right when you're surfing. One, you need to time the wave right. Like you got to start going into the wave at the right time, or you're not going to get anywhere. The second thing is you need to position your board right in the water so that the wave can catch the board and you can be propelled along. And the third thing is you need to be able to get your balance on the board at the right spot in the board so that you can catch the wave and get carried into shore. Here's the thing that the surf instructor does that's so important. He positions the board in the wave so you don't need to worry about that. He pushes your board into the wave at exactly the right time so you don't need to worry about that. And the only thing that you need to focus on if you're learning to surf with a surf instructor is getting your balance on the board. It is the same thing with the Facebook algorithm. If we essentially coach the algorithm correctly, the algorithm is actually going to help you get better results than you ever could get on your own so that you can just focus on a couple of things, one of them being the ad copy. So we need to get your ad set up correctly with the right tools, and you're going to be able to surf the algorithm, and the algorithm is going to make it so much easier. You're going to be going with the momentum of Facebook, and it's going to get you way better results. The people who crash and burn on Facebook are the ones who try and go against the algorithm. And have you ever tried to surf the wrong way, going out from the shore rather than into the shore? You're not going to get very far, right? And you're going to get ground into the sand at the bottom of the ocean and not get the results you want. You're going to say Facebook ads don't work. So we want to surf the algorithm. And the way that we surf the algorithm is by using the tools that Facebook has to offer that are going to make your job a lot easier. There are two that I'm going to talk about today. The first one being Ads Manager. Here is what I know that some of you are doing is you are paying the beginner tax by boosting posts. And if you are boosting your posts, you're paying the beginner tax because you can't use the same tools that Facebook has available to help you surf the algorithm. And you can't do the testing process that I'm going to talk about in just a minute. And as a result, I know that most of you are wasting money if you're boosting posts. If you just dive into Ads Manager, you're going to get a way better result. Here is how I liken it. Now, we have our clients, we have a Word template document that we have our clients fill out, and they essentially cut and paste their ad into Facebook. It makes it super simple so you don't have to do anything technical. But here is the thing to remember about Facebook is when you go into Facebook Ads Manager, you're simply filling in an online order form to tell Facebook where you want your ads to run and what you want your ads to say. If you can fill out an online order form, you can use Ads Manager. Ads Manager, if you get it set up correctly, is going to allow you to surf the algorithm. I want you to surf the algorithm so you get better results. And the second, oh, so if you're not surfing the algorithm, you're going to spend 2 to 3 times more on your ads, and you're also not going to get as good of return on your investment. We've seen 3 to 158 times return on your ad investment if you use these insider ad secrets to help you surf the algorithm, help let Facebook help you make things easier rather than going against the algorithm and surfing the wrong way. So the first one, don't pay the beginner tax, dive into Ads Manager. It's going to help you surf the algorithm. And the second thing is Facebook has something called a pixel. The pixel is a tiny little piece of code that if you get it set up correctly, Facebook is going to multiply your ad results. I would even go as far to say as 100 times better than you could ever do without the pixel. Now, if you can cut and paste in a document, you can use the pixel. But you need to get it set up correctly. If we get it set up correctly, Facebook is actually going to help you be more profitable with your ads. It's crazy, right? But they want you to be more profitable with your ads because the more profitable you are with your ads, the more you're going to spend on your ads and the more money they make. So please, please do not dive into Facebook ads without setting up Ads Manager correctly. And two, without understanding how pixels work and getting them set up correctly. If you don't have those two things in place, you're going to be throwing money down the drain. The other thing I will say about Facebook is they have probably hundreds of tools that you can use. Those tools are all set up for different things. They have branding ads, for example. Please don't do branding ads. You're just going to throw your money down the drain. for people who just want to get visibility. I don't want you to just get visibility. I want you to bring in clients. They have ads for people who are selling products online, like pens and things. Most of you are not going to be in that scenario where you're selling from a store. If you're selling from a store, there's certain kinds of ads. There's different kinds of ads if you're selling something directly. What you want to do is make sure you're using the right tool for the right thing, or you're going to also be throwing money down the drain. So make sure you understand the right tool for the right job. We have about 9 tools that we're currently using out of the hundreds Facebook offers. So we test them all, spend our money, figure out which ones are going to waste your money and which ones are going to actually save you money. And we are using about 9 of them to help our clients be more profitable in the easiest way possible right now. 2 of those are Ads Manager and Pixel. So please do not start ads without Ads Manager and Pixels in place. Okay, next step. This testing process. So I have been hinting at this entire call. The testing process is absolutely critical to you being successful. This same testing process is the domino effect that I was talking about. It can help you not just get your ad working, but help you get everything else in your business working. You know, just like the domino, we want to get everything working together as one system. That is the power of using this testing process with your Facebook ads. So that data that's going to come back from Facebook is like gold for your business. I mentioned earlier on about how every ad test that we're going to do, with a couple of exceptions, you're going to want to test out 3 different variations of what your people are responding to. The very first thing you're going to test is your ad images. The ad images, if people don't stop scrolling in your news feed, they're never going to see anything else you do. So it's the very first thing that we need to test out for you. Now, I'm going to give you a couple of examples because I know it can be a little bit hard to understand. This is Ted. So one of the ways that we were able to use this testing process, the domino effect for Ted, is his ad was working. We were getting lots of people clicking on his ads. But with the testing process, what we did is his initial opt-in rate, so the number of people giving their name and email address when they came to see what free gift he had to give away, initially was 18%. So 18 out of every 100 people were giving their names and email addresses in order to get Ted's free gift. Using the testing process, we ran one test for him. Using that results of the test, I was able to tell him exactly how to change his landing page to get the best possible response. Overnight, he changed his opt-in rate to 52%. So he went from 18% to 52% overnight based on this ad test. This is the power of the domino effect using this ad testing process. It can change the results in your entire business. Our clients are getting by far the best types of results online. Opt-in rates of 88% with cold traffic, opt-in rates of 72% with cold traffic, opt-in rates of 66% with cold traffic. Cold traffic meaning coming from Facebook where they haven't met you before. We are getting incredible results because we use this domino effect and this testing process that's so critical. The testing process even is critical for you getting ads working in your business. Here is the deal. I have had a lot of ad experience. My team has had a ton of ad experience. Even when we go and get ads up and running, we about 1 in 9 of our ads. So we run through our testing process with 9 variations. At the end of the ad test, we come away with a winning ad. So 9 ads we're putting up to come away with 1 winning ad. I know that you cannot be successful. You're going to be playing the lottery in your business if you go and throw up one ad and hope and pray it's going to win. We all know how often you win the lottery by buying one ticket. Same thing with Facebook ads. You have to dive into this testing system so you can come away with your winning ad. That is how we're going to invest this tiny little bit of money, $5 or $10 a day, run through the testing process, come away with your winning ad, get you profitable, and then reinvest some of that money into your ads so that you can create the types of returns that our clients are creating, so that you can scale where you want to be, whether that's 6 figures or 7 figures, even 8 figures. that can all be done all solely using Facebook ads. I built to $3 million a year pretty much solely using Facebook ads. It is the basis for almost all of our clients coming in now, and it is the basis for our clients bringing in the clients that they want day after day after day. That is a system that I want to, for you to understand how to work so that you can improve your results on your ads, you can bring in more money from the clients who are clicking on your ads, and you can spend way less money on your ads. So don't dive into ads without getting those couple of tools I talked about, Pixels and Ad Manager for sure, but we have seven other ones that we're currently using that you are going to help you make more, be more profitable. You're going to want to make sure you're surfing the algorithm instead of trying to go against the algorithm, because that's just going to have you losing money. We want to get you started using the insider ad secrets that can triple or more your opt-in rates, that can get you low-cost webinar registrations that can help you bringing in all the clients you want. This is my daughter, Danny, with her bike, learning to ride her bike with training wheels, right? Facebook allows you to have training wheels on when you're first starting with the ad testing, and then it can allow you to fly just like you can fly when you take off the training wheels. That's what we want to do with your Facebook ad system, is get you up and running the fastest way possible so that you can scale your business. Now, if you do all the previous four steps that I was talking about, getting the pixels installed correctly, surfing the algorithm, writing ad copy that's going to connect, and setting up your ads in a way that are going to scale, not all ads are scalable, you're gonna be able to take your ads as far and as fast as you wanna go. This is our client, Gregor. I love Gregor. He didn't even have a product when he got it started with his Facebook ads. He was sharing a partner product that he was selling. It was a $33 product, I believe, $33. And for every every $2.80 he was spending on his ads, that client was paying him $33. So he was 10 times his ad investment on the very same day that he was spending it on ads. There is no other better investment than you can make than that. You show me any stock investment, any real estate investment that can make you a 10 times return on your dollars you're putting in, and that is crazy. Good. And that is what we want to get you started with and moving forward with so that you can scale as quickly as possible. So all of those five steps is where you want to be if you're going to get ads working so you can attract clients and not just get clicks on your ads. A lot of trainings can get you an ad set up and start getting you clicks on your ads. I don't care how many clicks you're getting on your ads. What I care about is how many clients are clicking on your ads, how many clients are coming to work with you. That is the most important thing. So I'm asking you a question right now. Are you losing time in your business, spending time on things that aren't working in your business? I know that losing time is the biggest killer of businesses. It almost had me going back to my corporate job where I was having to track my time in 6-minute intervals. I know that if you are struggling to bring in as many clients as you want, you probably don't have a paid advertising system in place for bringing you in the clients that you want to get in place. And I know the path of pretty much every leader who's bringing in clients online includes Facebook ads. Every big player uses Facebook ads, whether they are willing to admit it or not, because you've seen their ads, you know they're using ads. And I know that the one thing standing between where you're at now and bringing in all the clients you want is just one Facebook ad funnel. That's the thing I want you to hear here, one Facebook ad funnel. We've had the same ad funnel running for years. Once you get something that works, it typically can work for quite a long time without you having to create any new content. So if you look on my Facebook page, you'll see, I'm pretty sure the last post we did was a couple months ago. You'll see that we rarely create blog articles. You'll see that I'm spending my time and investing my time in not even bringing in clients, because that's coming in all automatically, but in serving my clients to the best of my ability, getting them results the fastest way possible. And that is what I love to do. It's what I'm passionate about. And I know that for most of you, you didn't get into business to be marketing. You got into business to be serving your clients. And that's what I want to help you do. So, what I have for you today is a very special invitation because I'm so passionate about the turnaround that this can create for you in your business. We are getting in the top 1% of all ad results. Our clients are getting messages like this from Facebook saying their ads are performing better than 99% of all other ads out there. That's the kind of results that I want to get for you. Our client Patty, she started bringing in clients for her online coaching program within days after getting the testing process up and running. That's what I want for you to stop losing time in your business. If you'd like to start getting up and running and bringing in clients every day with Facebook ads, let me know in the chat box. I am so passionate about making this happen for you. I don't want you to feel like you missed out on an opportunity by dabbling with Facebook ads with no strategy, thinking it's too technical or time consuming so you don't start, or waiting to be ready. You heard my client Gregor didn't even have anything to offer for a sale. He got started with Facebook ads and started multiplying the list he was building, the money he was making, and then he had allowed him to focus on creating the program that he wanted to create. There is a very high cost of not taking action in your business, so I'm gonna put it all on the line here. I hope I've helped you figure out if Facebook ads are a fit for you. If they're not a fit for you, if you only want to sell books, for example, at a $10 price point, we should hop off now. I shouldn't waste any more of your time. If you are still with me and you have a lifetime customer value of greater than $100 or plan to have a lifetime customer value of greater than $100, you saw Shannon and Gregor, they both had plans to have that in place. Then I'm going to call you on it to make a decision right now. Are you going to move forward with Facebook ads in your business? I don't want to waste your time. If you're a no on Facebook ads, hop off now. If you're a yes on Facebook ads, I want to help you get them in place as fast and as quickly and profitable as we can to help you turn on that faucet so that you are waking up to clients every single day in your business. Having those clients coming in day after day has changed not just my business, not just my clients' lives, but my whole life, right? Like, I used to be tied down to my job for one. I couldn't just leave and go to a soccer game or go traveling whenever I want. Now I get to do travel that maybe previously felt prohibitively expensive. I hopped off for a week to Maui to meditate and do business planning here a couple weeks ago. I have 3 more trips planned this year. I took the month of August mostly off. I worked 4 days in August. I want that freedom and flexibility for you. And the biggest thing I think that has changed for me is that I now have the ability to make decisions not based on how much they cost, like how much does the trip cost, how much will it cost me to take a month off. I don't have to factor that in. What I get to consider is what is best for me, what's best for my clients, and what's best for my family, regardless of the financial situation, because I know that I'm going to be bringing in clients every single day, regardless of whether I'm here or not. I think we brought in roughly $20,000, $25,000 worth of clients in August, even though I didn't barely work. And that's what I want for you to create that freedom in your life so that the clients are showing up, you can serve your clients at the highest level and have the freedom that you want. And that is why I've created a very special program based on my, and this slide needs to be updated, it's a lot more than that, of ad experience going on, so that 3 months from now, 6 months from now, you're in a much better place than you're currently in, where you know where your next client is coming from, and the one after that, and the one after that, and the one after that. Like our client Bonnie, we got her up and running with 341 new potential clients in her very first week of getting her ads up and running for just 64 cents each, right? Are you willing to invest 64 cents to get in front of your perfect ideal client who's raised their hands to say they love what you're putting out there? That is what we can do for you. If that were you, 17,000 people, new people on your list, imagine the ways that that could change your business next year. So I'm super passionate about getting Facebook ads started in your business. We have helped thousands of clients get ads up and running and working in their business, and I want to help you too. I want to help you know that your next client is showing up tomorrow and you have five clients showing up tomorrow or 10 clients or however many clients you want to show. I'm going to show you how to turn on your faucet, turn it up or down depending on how many clients you want to have coming in and just have that flow so you can get the kind of results that that our clients are getting, the kind of results that can only happen when you know with absolute certainty where your next client is coming from, so that you don't have to be scrambling after clients all the time. They're just going to be showing up in your inbox. I just want you to imagine for a second what your business, what your life, what your family life, whatever it is looks like once you've turned on your faucet. Do you have more freedom? Are you more relaxed? Are you serving clients in the best possible way? The best way I know to serve clients is being detached from how many clients you're bringing in. You know, when you get on a call and you know you only have one potential client lined up to talk to this week, it's kind of stressful, right? Because you feel pressured, to turn that person into a client, and that person can feel that energy. And it really hurts your results. When you know you have 10 or 20 calls lined up for the week, which is where we're at, and I don't do the calls, so I have a couple of people who do the calls for me. When you know you have that many calls lined up with potential clients, it allows you to be detached from the result that that client is, whether that person says yes or not. And that energy comes across, and that energy allows you to convert better. I definitely, definitely want you to get on board and get your ads up and running. There are a lot of other ad agencies out there, a lot of other companies teaching how to do ads. Here is what I know. We are getting in the top 1% of all ad results out there. And most other agencies, most other training companies, all they care about is getting you clicks on your ads. And because I come at this from a bit of a different way, I care about getting you clients. I want this to change your life. I want this to allow you to change the lives of your clients. I always thought having a business purpose in life wasn't really that big of a calling. Like, I felt like I needed to do something bigger and better. Like, I have clients who are healing cancer. I have clients who are helping kids with ADHD. I have clients who are helping people get over alcohol addiction. That always felt to me like this huge life purpose, and I wanted to have something like that. And I always felt like my passion for business wasn't as big of a life calling. But in the last few years, what I've come to realize is that helping my clients get in front of their ideal clients is huge. Like, my cancer healing client would never be curing cancer for any clients if it weren't for me. My ADHD helping client would not have any clients. They wouldn't be helping those kids if it weren't for me. And so this has driven me to help as many people as possible get ads up and working in their business. And ads working in your business means you bringing in clients. So I'm so passionate about the difference that this can make in your business. I want to include everything in there that is going to get you results the fastest way possible. I know that you have a big decision to make right now. You probably have heard your inbox is filled with a ton of offers. You have a decision to make right now. First of all, are you going to get ads working in your business? And secondly, am I the person to help you? I know hands down that we're getting some of the best results online, but maybe you hate how I talk. Maybe you hate how I teach. I have thousands of clients who love me, but maybe I'm just not for you. But here's what I want you to do right now is make a decision. Don't sit on the fence. Are you going to get Facebook ads working in your business? I know that 99% of people will choose to take no action, and only 1% of people will choose to take action. Those 99% of people are going to be in the same spot 6 months from now, a year from now, struggling to still bring in clients. And the 1% who move forward, just like I did when I got that email from Facebook saying, "Hey, come try Facebook ads," had to take action. I can't just wait there and use law of attraction or pray to God that suddenly I'm going to have clients showing up. the opportunity shows up when you use law of attraction or pray or whatever it is that you believe in. The opportunity shows up. I believe this without a doubt. It's up to you to take action. And I want you to be in the 1% who's taking action to start bringing in more clients.